Well, so we continue today in Simon Lamed Beis, in the middle of Siftes Zayin. In the middle of Siftes Zayin on page 90 in Adir Shemishneh Berurah. So actually, it's the last two words on page Memhei. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Hodemach Sherinon Kishenivsak Os, when we speak about the idea that if the letter is broken, it could still be kosher, meaning assuming that a child could read it, that's only assuming that the letter was first written bekashrus in an appropriate way, and only afterwards was it broken. But if from the beginning, when the letter was written, there was a hole, there was something missing, o im regal hakaf hapshuta, or for example, if let's say the bottom of a regular kaf extended all the way till the end of the parchment without it being surrounded on parchment on all sides from the time that it was written, in a situation like this, puzzle. So what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us is that halacha lemaisa, this whole discussion about getting a child to read the letter if the letter is broken or rubbed out is all presupposing that the letter was originally written correctly. But if the letter was not originally written correctly, then says the Shulchan Aruch, that ultimately the letter will be puzzle. So the Shulchan Aruch continues now. So the Mishneh Berurah states in Nun Gimel, Kevshe Nifsak Os, Vahu Adin Mademachshir Le'el B'Sof Tesvav, Im Nikev Regalahe, Ava B'Nikav Chalalu Demachshir Sham Mechaber Afilu Nikav Kod Maksiva, V'Lo Nakit Sham Im La'acha Shenichtav Ale Mishum Safei El Seifa D'Nikav Regal. So he's referring over here back to the discussion we had a few days ago regarding a situation in which the middle of the letter ultimately was perforated. So the Mishneh Berurah says that, remember, we had opinions that were makel in that case and said that even if the perforation was there from the beginning of the writing of the letter, that that would still not invalidate the letter. V'achakach nifsak. Look in Sif Kotin Nun Dalid. He says, V'atam delo ba'inar mukav kvil rak pesak siva. The reason for this is because we only need the letter to be mokav kvil at the time that the letter itself is written. Ulafiza afilo imagia hanekev me osla osha samuchla. And therefore, even if technically the hole reaches from one letter to the next, gamkin kosher, achin derech achayim b'hilchos kriyas Torah din chavzai machmir baza vayim ber halacha. V'dod de be'inyan negias haosios afilu im yodeh beber shenasa la'achar aksiva gamkin pasul. Furthermore, where the letters themselves touch, even if one knows that originally the letters were detached, but then something happened that caused them to become attached. We'll actually discuss cases where this could happen. That's also considered to be possible. Nun hei in the Mishneh Berurah mitchila, ubesafek masai naasa hanekev. And if we are not sure as to when the hole was actually made, tolin de la'achra ksiva naasa, we assume that it was done, in fact, after the writing. De mistoma im haya be'esa ksiva haya sofer oya. Because in reality, if it was there at the time of the writing, the sofer would have seen it. Im lo shanekev katan ma'od, if not for the fact that the hole was very small. Nekev, nun vov, dafka nekev okera af she'in nikar klal hefsik. It's tafka the case of a hole or a rip, where again, even though originally, or at least when you put it, perhaps when you put the pieces together, the rip or the tear is not apparent. Nevertheless, because it was not mukav kvil at the time of the writing, therefore it's puzzle. Aval hefsek ba'alma kosher ve'intzorach shum tikun kevan sheyishir os ad makomahu kidele'el b'sif tes vav v'tes zayin b'nintzos sritos dakos b'soch sheyir os ka'behalocha. Fine. So nun zayin in the Mishneh Berurah regel v'chosh ken gagia osios ve'emtzon she'in lahem hekef kvil be'isak siva. So furthermore, says the Mishneh Berurah, the same is true with the roofs, so the tops of the letters and the middles that don't have hekev kvil at the time that they are written. The nakat regular abusa. So the reason the Shulchan Aruch wrote the case of the bottom of the kaf was for an additional novelty. Af de be'es ksiva, ksivas sof haregel kvar nigmar tzura soz karoi, because even though by the time the end of the regel, the end of the base was already written, it had a proper tzura soz, afiluha, a proper form of the letter, afiluha ki kozman shelo silek yado min haos, mikri davar ze be'es haksiva, uba'inan l'chola os hakafas kvil, since again at the time when one is not yet finished writing, it's still called shas ksiva, And therefore, again, one needs each letter to be surrounded by parchment on all sides. Bali hekef nun ches vafilum hi aruka keroi tainu sheish bashir shafilum nigra ktas lamati yishar tzurasos mikoma kompasol. So remember, this case over here is, for example, if the base of the cuff goes all the way to the edge of the parchment and does not have mukaf kvil. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you were to rub out part of the base of the cuff and the cuff itself would still have enough of a shear, still the letter is possible because it requires hakafas kavil on all sides. Bili hekef, afilum hi aruka karoi dehanu sheish bashir, shaf, I'm sorry. So, nun tes, mitchilaso, afilu im nechtach haklaf achakach aivayi deze emukav kavil kasher. So, this is interesting. Let's say you wrote the cuff appropriately, but then you went ahead and you cut the parchment so that now the edge, the bottom of the cuff comes up right at the edge of the parchment. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's considered to be kosher. Since at the time it was written appropriately, therefore it's still kosher. Pasul. Then rose till attacking Yegara Kitsask de Shia Mukov Kavil. And if you want to fix it, you have to rub it off a little bit. So it should be book of kavil. Aval dibuk matlis lo mahanila kafas kavil. But let's say adding on something. Dibuk matlis literally means adding on another piece of parchment would not work. Deba'inan hakafas kavil ha'os miguf hastam. Because ultimately, again, you need the letter itself to be surrounded on parchment from all sides. So halacha lemaisa, what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us here in today's shir, in today's daf halacha, is that although we spoke about all of these different situations where you could show the letter to the child could look at it, or an adult could look at it, depending on what exactly the issue is, it's important to understand that that is all assuming that the letter itself was written bekashrus, but then something happened later on. But if the letter itself was not originally written in a state of kashrus, that compromises the letter, and ultimately, again, the letter will be possible. Both I will stop over here for today. We will, Amir Tzashem, pick up with Sif Yud Zayin tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.